The old saying goes, to understand fully how another person feels, try walking a mile in their shoes. Well, Carol Needham has done that, and she wanted to share her true confession, in this case voiced for her by RN's Fiona Pepper.
When I was able-bodied, I truly believed I had an understanding of what navigating life as a person with a disability was like. I think, looking back, I had this weird belief that somehow choice was involved with disability, and I honestly believed I was part of an incredibly inclusive society. I also believed employers, especially those large government organisations, made great opportunities happen for the person with a disability. I believe knowing a person with a disability equated with having an enormous understanding of disability and was a guarantee that inclusiveness existed in every aspect of life. Having acquired a disability over many years that is progressive and degenerative, I now have that lived experience of going from able-bodied to disabled. Having undergone that transition, I feel pretty well placed to offer an opinion on what it's like navigating life as a person with a disability. It ain't that easy, whatever the disability. I am astounded at the amount of rhetoric that our society has surrounding the person with a disability. Glossy plans collecting dust on shelves, fancy signage, laws that are ignored, quotas that are never reached, not to mention those annual days when Paralympians and inspirational people with a disability are celebrated and the word inclusiveness is used a lot. I'm not a Paralympian. No gold medals in this house. I'm certainly not inspirational. I am an ordinary person who happens to have a disability. And I'm quite common, one in five apparently in Australia. I guess that means whilst all this pandemic stuff has been happening, many new parents are navigating what it's like to have an infant or child with a disability. Many people will have received a diagnosis that means they are now a person with a disability. And many people with an existing disability have been navigating how to be COVID safe while still having their needs met. I now have an ambition to make every day International Day for People with a Disability, not just one day a year. I really wish that any parents of infants or children with a disability, anyone that has acquired a disability or anyone that has spent their entire life living with a disability can say, maybe this is not the trajectory I or we planned, but hey, I think we'll be okay. We live in Australia.
Carol Needham's true confession, having now lived with a disability herself. Carol's story was voiced by Fiona Pepper and produced by Michael McKenzie. If you have a true confession, please send us your recording of that tale. We're not just being sticky beaks. As you've heard, it can be really illuminating to hear other people's experiences finally coming into the light. You can change names if you need to. It just needs to be your story to tell. You can record your true confession story into your mobile and email it to us, lifematters@abc.net.au. Full instructions are at the bottom of our homepage, Life Matters on Radio National.